Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks be to God for this time that God has given us to come together and worship here. Many of us, our dear ones, have been away, and some of them are sick and some of them are traveling in various different ways. So please remember them in our prayers also as we worship together. God has given us one more day to be here in this world, to be alive, to be a blessing to this world. And he has also given us this opportunity and privilege to come together and worship together in this church and also online. So let us be thankful for that. The regular announcements are on the back of the bulletin, the second page. Those are the regular announcements. I'm not going to go through all of them. But our third Thursday luncheon is in September now, at September 17 at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Today, Miss Lou will be preaching from the Word, and also next two Sundays Reverend Tim Owens will be here. Since I have the surgery scheduled on Tuesday, I might be able to attend the service, but I might not be able to preach. So Tim has volunteered to do that, and thanks be to God for his service also. And also Reverend Gary Thornton from AIM will be here on September 13th, so we look forward to his visit and his update on things that we are looking forward to hear from. And those are the announcements that I have. Anybody have anything else to add? Marcus and Lisa are traveling for a funeral. It's a funeral, death of a dear friend of theirs in Cartersville, Georgia. So Jace and Ivy and Berkeley are here today from their home, but they are away in Cartersville. So please remember them. And also the Myers family, I've added them in the prayer list. It's in a young family. It's not that old, right? The guy who died?
Yeah.
He's not that old, but something happened surprisingly. So please remember that family in our prayers. Those are the announcements that I have. If there are no other announcements, we will worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The opening hymn is hymn number, actually 98. I had it typed wrong. It's 98. It's on the same, the blue book. If you are able, please stand and follow the book or the screen.
Great things he has done.
the sun, but greater and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to gather here and also online to worship together. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day, Lord. Thank you indeed for the protection and care and all the good gifts we receive from you every morning. We come before you as your children with a heart full of thanksgiving, O God. We thank you above all for the grace and redemption you have given us through your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world, lived among us, suffered and died, and rose from the dead so that we can share eternity with you, O God. And also you send your Holy Spirit to kindle our faith, to lead us and guide us every day of our lives into this world, working in the church to make us faithful disciples, O God, and empowering us to proclaim the living Christ to this world around us. We thank you again for the grace that you have shown us again to be your children. You are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, and eternal and ever living. May the services of word and praise we offer today, and also the meditation of the word, bring honor and glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. It's our fellowship time now. Please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. We'll read the responsive reading now, which is taken from Psalm 103, verses 1 through 18. You can follow that on the screen, or you can follow that in the book on page 824.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases.
Who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with acts of love and mercy, who satisfies you with glory as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's.
The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His acts to the people of Israel.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
He will not always accuse, nor will He keep His anger forever.
He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His steadfast love towards those who fear Him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far He removes our transgressions from us.
As a father has compassion for His children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear Him.
For He knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
Yeah, went a little too high, a little too low. As for mortals, their days are like grass, they flourish like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over, and it's gone, and its place knows it more.
But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, from those who fear Him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. We come before God with our prayers of praises and also prayers of concerns at this time. God has given us, children of God, to not only pray for our needs, but also pray for other people's needs that we call intercession. We intercede for the needs of other people as well, that God will honor our prayers according to his time and his will. The prayer requests, our regular prayer requests, are in the back of the bulletin. Please use this as your reminder for prayers every day to pray for these people and these items listed there. We thank to God for the continued progress and recovery of all of our dear ones who have been going through various medical procedures and sicknesses in their lives. And I know Gene Barrington was on. I think he's still with us.
Yes,
Gene is still with us. So he has joined us earlier. And he's doing okay now. And Robert is back with us too. Thanks be to God for the progress that you have made. And God is good. And let us continue to hold these people in our prayers and be thankful for the healing that God has given them. Gene McPrayer, Grace Saints, Rich, Miss Louise here, she'll be preaching today to us. So thanks be to God for the healing that they are receiving from God. Remember Carol Clements in our prayers, and also Wayne. Continue to keep her and the people who care for her in our prayers. Pray for Jerry, Ronnie Rickey, Sean and Amy Conway, Robin Beard, Pam, Jennifer Berry, and many others that we have mentioned and remember before, that God will heal them according to his time and grace. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their families. There are three families that are grieving that I listed there: the Hare family, the Myers family, and the Jones family. Please remember these families who are grieving and the death of their dear ones. The Myers family lost the father of the house this past week. That's where Marcus and Lisa are there to be with them this weekend. So please remember that family also, particularly in our prayers. Pray for Melissa Pilcher for her personal needs and guidance for her family. And also remember the people of Venezuela and the relief work and the various ways people are recovering from that disaster that they had to face. That God will give them the grace to continue holding on to their faith. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who serve us in different ways, that God will be gracious to them and their families for safety and protection. Our nation, president, leaders of the Congress and governors, and many others who make decisions will do the right things, fearing God, and will be guided by God's wisdom when they make decisions. Pray for world peace. The world leaders will fear God when they make decisions, that they will be guided by God's wisdom that will bring peace and unity in this world. Let us remember our church in our prayers every day, that God to help us to continue to do his work in this community, the ways that we can do in the opportunities that God gives us to do it faithfully. Let us remember the Hispanic ministry also in our prayers, that they also will be blessed by God's Spirit every day. Pray for all the churches in coming in this area, our pastors and leaders of the church. And also remember the world church at large, the missionaries and many others who go around the world preaching the gospel of love around the world, that God will give them the power of the Holy Spirit to continue to do the work. So those are the prayer requests that I have as a church to share with you. If anybody have any special prayer requests to call, please call out. If there are no other calls for prayer requests, we will go to God in prayer, spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer at the end. We'll pray. We read in the scripture like this, that Paul wrote, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, he will also give us graciously all the things that we need." Merciful and gracious God, we come before you as your children with our prayers of blessings to thank you. With all the things that you give us every day, Lord, in spite of our sinful nature and our unfaithfulness, you have been faithful to us, blessing us with all the things that we live for our life and godliness. Thank you for the gift of life and family and friends and church and fellowship, and the love that you have shared with us that we can share with other people through the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blessings that you have showered us on every day, Lord, and keeping us safe in this dangerous world that we live in. Above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the eternal life that you have provided through Son, through whom to that we have eternity that we can share with you and our dear ones. We come before you as broken people in many different ways, O God, in a broken world that we live in. We look up to you for healing in many different ways, in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirit. You are the source of all healing. You are the source of all good things, and you only desire good things for your children. We lift up all of those that we have shared here, Lord, into your hands. We thank you for the continued healing and progress that many of our dear ones are making in their health situations. We thank you for the recovery that you have been giving to Jean Barrington and Robert, Jean McPrayer and Grace, Rich and Lou, and many others that we have been praying for. Thank you for your grace and mercy upon them. Continue to strengthen them in their body and restore them their health, O God, according to your time. We also pray for our dear ones who are still struggling in many different ways, physically and mentally and spiritually. We pray for Jerry and Carol, Ronnie, Robin Beard, and Sean and Amy Conway, Pam, Jennifer Berry, and many, many others that we know of and we don't know of. We pray for your healing hand to touch them as we pray together in faith, O God. Bless them with your healing according to your time and grace. Above all, we pray for peace for them and for their families during this time. We pray for the families who are grieving at the death of their dear ones, especially the Hare family, the Myers family, and the Jones family. When the world cannot give them peace, you are the one who is the source of all peace that passeth all understanding in this world, Lord. Bless them with your peace during this time and comfort them with your presence in a way that that they can feel it and your presence in their lives during this time. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who serve us, Lord. We thank you for their services, and we continue to pray that you will bless them and their families with the grace and safety We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that affect our lives. We pray for grace and wisdom for them, that they will fear God when they make decisions and be guided by God's wisdom and not man's wisdom, that we can have unity and peace in this country and around the world. We also lift up the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring an end to all these wars and struggles that are happening around the world. Bless us, Lord, with your peace of the Spirit around this world. We pray for our church and we thank you for the time that you have given us in this community to be your witnesses through this church. Bless us, Lord, as we look forward to the future in a way that we can glorify your name and be a blessing to this community, the people who are in need. Pray for the Hispanic church also. Bless them that we can grow together in your strength, the power of your Spirit, Lord. We also pray for Miss Lou as she brings the word today. Strengthen her with the power of your word, Lord, that we can receive your word with the power that you want us to receive from, and we be a blessing to this world through the hearing of your word today. Lord, we pray that you will be with us, and may your name be lifted up in everything we do here, and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The ushers may come and take up the offertory now. Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Jesus said, give and it will be given to you, in a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, we come before you as your children with a portion of what you have blessed us with materially. Thank you for the many ways that you give us the source of blessings that we can be to this world. Bless, help us, Lord, to share the blessings with others according to your time, to your will. Bless us today, Lord, as we continue to share the blessing through your word. May your name be glorified and the people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, I'll read the scripture today, which is taken from the book of Hosea. It's an Old Testament book. Many of you probably have not read it. It's a new, very rarely people preach from it. So Miss Lou took up the challenge of preaching from the word today from the prophet Hosea, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. You want me to read it? The word of the Lord that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, go, marry a promiscuous woman and have children with her. For like an adulterous wife, this land is guilty of unfaithfulness to the Lord. So he married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she conceived and bore him a son. Then the Lord said to Hosea, call him Jezreel, because I will soon punish the house of Jehu for the massacre at Jezreel. And I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. In that day I will break Israel's bow in the valley of Jezreel. Gomer conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, call her Lo-Ruhamah, which means not loved. For I will no longer show love to Israel, that I should at all forgive them. Yet I will show love to Judah, and I will save them, not by bow, sword or battle, or by horses and horsemen, but I, the Lord their God, will save them. After she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, Gomer had another son. Then the Lord said, call him Lo-Ami, which means not my people, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the Israelites will be like the sand on the seashore, which cannot be measured and counted. In the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, they will be called children of the living God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I move this? I greet you in the name of our soon coming King Jesus Christ. You know, like Pastor says, the book of Hosea. You know, I hardly heard anybody preach on that book. To me, when I read it, God kept telling me, I tried to go into Luke, Mark, Jeremiah, but everywhere I go, he bring me right back to Hosea. As I read the whole book of Hosea, and I pray that you would read it when you get home. It's really short. But to me, in the flesh now, I feel like the book of Hosea should be preached in a series, as a series, not just one. But God just gave me this first verse. So I believe that someone needs to hear this one this morning. I've learned over the years to be more obedient to what God, to what the Spirit leads you. But this morning I wasn't so obedient because my friends and family and some of that lives in Biloxi works at the Bow Barrage. And they wanted me to make sure that I text them the name of the church so they could listen to the service this morning. And I got busy, I forgot. Hell no, I'm sure somebody else can identify with that. You know how we forget to do things. But let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on another day's journey. I thank you for allowing me to bring your word to your people. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, oh my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to look at Hosea verses 1 through 10 that Pastor already read, and other related scriptures also. The book of Hosea has a lot to say to us today, though it was written thousands of years ago. It is a story of love, relationship, real tragedies, and truth. Hosea is one of the minor prophets. He prophesied for 60 to 70 years, longer than any other prophet. God called him to prophesy to the northern kingdom. Now, the name Hosea means salvation. But when God called him to prophesy to the northern kingdom, because the people was greedy, prosperous, the upper class was doing well, but they was oppressing the poor. Sounds familiar, don't it? In the situation that's going on in this world today. So they had also adopted the moral behavior and the adulterous religion of the world. Much like Christians today, we have gotten so far into the world, we don't have much time for God. We give God a little time on Sunday morning, and it's like an appointment. in by 11, out by 12. If the preacher goes a little longer, then we'll say, oh boy, that pastor was sure long-winded today. And now, but God told Hosea to take a wife by the name of Gomer. And God told him that she would be unfaithful and would give him children that would not be his. As we look at this marriage, I can see a word picture of a loving God who is loyal to his covenant and he's faithful forever. In spite of the covenant, peoples, in spite of Israel and us, continue to trust in idols. And you'll say, I know you're saying, I don't have no idols. But let me just have your attention for a minute. When we think of idols, we think of little statues. But we chased after other loves. Love, number one, love of power. Number two, pleasure. Number three, money. Or number four, recognition. The temptation in the world can be very tempting. But my brothers and sisters, anything that you put before God is your idol. We are unfaithful sometimes, just like Gomer. But Hosea was faithful to God. Hosea's marriage was not based on love as we do today. Today we have a wedding. The groom stands at attention, and the bride comes down the aisle on her father's arm. Vows are stated, tears are shed, and families are merged. Hosea's marriage was based on obedience to God. God told him who to go and marry and how she was going to be. You know, I wonder sometimes if God told us something like that, what would we do? Would you answer God's call? Or would go with whoever God pick for you? Or would you follow how you felt your heart? Even you know, sometimes I've heard a lot of preachers say, and a lot of people say, well, give each other. Well, you don't supposed to question God. When God says to do something, you just do it. And we are supposed to do that. But sometimes we be a little Gomer too. And I'm not as holy as maybe you are. But I have asked God, why God? I remember one night when I was working 3-11 shift, and God told me, when you get off work, go by this lady's house. I won't call her name because she probably going to be on YouTube later on in the week. But go by this lady's house and give her $20. And I'm thinking, why would I want to give her $20? But and Pastor can experience it, and I'm sure most of you have experienced it. When God tells you to do something, he gives you a command. He's not going to sit down and explain. Now, he tell you to go to Walmart today. God is not going to tell you what's going to happen when you get to Walmart. He's just going to tell you to go to Walmart. But so I was like, why? Why would I want to give her $20? But God wouldn't let me keep out. Instead, I went home. I did not go and give. Oh. I went home. But that was on a Monday night. But God kept worrying me all week about that $20. So when I got to church on Sunday morning, I gave her that $20. When I walked up, and she said, "What is this for?" I said, "God told me to give you $20 Monday night, and I didn't bring the $20. So I just can't keep it. He just keep bugging me by giving you this $20, so you take it." And she said, "You know, I was praying Monday night. I had a job interview, but I didn't have any money to put gas in my car. So I took two pictures off my wall and sold them to my neighbor for $10. They worth three times that much. And I tell you, that was a bad feeling. I felt about knee high to a duck. That's how low I felt. Because this lady, the plant where she worked had closed, and she had been without a job for 6 months. But I prayed to God to forgive me. I prayed like David. Lord, I have sinned, and I have sinned against you, and you alone have I sinned. Will you forgive me? And from then on, I learned. I said, "Lord, from now on, when you speak, I'll listen." And you know, sometimes, I was telling my sister, sometimes some people in my family think I'm about half cuckoo most of the time. I'll just be honest, they do. But I keep telling them that they think I do crazy things. I say, because God told me to do it. I don't move unless God tells me to move. And she says, "Well, he told me one time not to marry this guy, but I did anyway. And I lived, suffered all those years for him abusing me." I said, "Well, you shouldn't have married him. You should have listened to what God said. When God tells us to do something, because God wants to be the head of our lives. And he looks out for us because he knows the future. We don't." We're going to go back to Luke. I'm going to take a quick look at Luke. Luke chapter 7, verse 29 to 30. You can read it when you get home, where Jesus is talking. He said, and verse 29 said, all the people that heard him, and he's talking about the message of John the Baptist, that heard him, the Republicans, not come on, Republicans, these weren't no Republicans, they're Republicans, the tax collector, they all justified God by being baptized with the baptism of John. Verse 30 said, but the Pharisees, the lawyers, the religious leaders, rejected the counsel of God against them being not baptized. The common people, including tax people, everybody that heard John, but the religious leaders, repented and got saved. And got here baptized. See, they didn't want to listen to what John said because they want to stay in their little comfort zone. They didn't like the message that John the Baptist had, telling them that they needed to repent. They like a lot of us sometimes. We just want to live life our own way. A lot of Christians want to live their life their own way. But God, if God didn't want to be the head of our lives, see, he would have gave Noah a steering wheel. You remember the flood and Noah? How Noah built this boat, what we call a boat, a ship. When he built the ark, God gave him all the length, height, and the width. But he didn't give him no steering wheel. Because God was going to be their steering wheel. He was going to steer them in the way that they should go. And when the flood came, they didn't need no steering wheel. They just floated and breathed and had their faith in God that Noah and his family, knowing that God was going to take care of them. And see, sometimes we rely more on our GPS system than we do God. See, God has a plan for our lives. He knows everywhere the road is crooked. He knows where all the hills is. He knows where the valleys is. He knows where the road is washed out. God knows what we need. We just have to trust in him more. Sometime, as Gomer began, she was a very unfaithful wife. But my brothers and my sisters, and she was flying high, and she was having a good time. And I can imagine in my mind, I guess she was a beautiful lady. But your sins will run out. As my mother always told us, your sins will slowly walk you down. Well, Gomer lost all of her beauty. And nobody didn't want her no more. She ended up on the auction block. So Jose went down and got her. And he took her home. When we repent, God says, come on back home. Your sins has been forgiven. We see John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice that he said the world. It came to me many times. I have repeated that verse. Many times I have read that verse. I never thought about it till I started preparing this sermon. The word world. If you think about it, he said the world. He didn't say the black folks. He didn't say the white folks. He didn't say the brown folks. He didn't say the red folks. But the world might be saved. See, and I think with this when Jesus would go fishing, as picture Jesus fishing, and then I picture us fishing. We fish with one pole or maybe two. But when Jesus fished, and then we'll say, well, this one too small, throw him away. I don't like this kind of fish, throw him back. He too big, he's oily. Throw him back. But Jesus used a net and caught all kinds of folks. And he loved all of us. All of us. Jesus loved all of us. And all of us got the same opportunity. And we have to repent from our sins. And God takes us all in. You know, just like Jesus told Peter. Y'all remember when they was out on the boat and the fishermen had fished all night long and they didn't catch anything. When they came to shore, Jesus told them to throw it on the other side of the boat. When they threw it on the other side of the boat, they caught all kinds of fish. They had more fish. They were about to tear the net up to bring them in. My brothers and my sisters, God loves all people. And he requires that we, as Christians, and we say we follow Jesus, we have to love everybody. You might not like what they do, but you got to love them anyway. I'm sure y'all are like me. Everybody is. You got some members, some of your family members, you have to love them from a distance. But you love them anyway. You just don't like what they do. But our lives, I just want to tell you that our lives on this earth, miserable lives on this earth, lead to eternal life. It's an eternal life in Christ, embedded in Jesus Christ, that is given to all believers. Not some believers, but all believers. It's a guarantee. When we get saved and come to Christ, the Holy Spirit comes in, which is Jesus Christ, and it'll dwell within us. This is a guarantee. I like to say a guarantee, a down payment, that we will live forever. There will be no deaths, no sickness, no enemies, no evil. As I like to quote the pastor on last Sunday, that he said there are going to be no more walkers either. Bills or sin. Y'all remember him saying that? We'll be with Jesus in heaven. For Jesus said in John 14:2, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself. When I think about what Jesus said in my Father's house, you know, Jesus always talked to people. He met people on where they were. And that culture and condition, at that time, the father, when a couple got married, the father of the son, if he had a bigger house, he added to his house. He put the weather, he made them apartment onto his house. So that's where Jesus used that metaphor, so they would understand what he was talking about. So in my Father's house are many mansions. And you know what I always tell myself? And I always pray to God that one of those mentions is going to be mine. Because it's one songwriter says, every day I send up my temple. I can't remember who wrote that song, but he said, every day I send up my temple. And now, the way I see God is like a lake. We're all familiar with lakes. We got Lake Lanier over there. From the lake, lakes make rivers. From the river, the water flows from the lake. The water is the word of God. And just like we can go to the river or to the lake, after we turn our faucets on, we got water. That water, the word of God, flows just like water. So Jesus said that thirst, come and drink. When we thirst, we get water. But when Jesus met the woman at the well, and he asked for some water, and she was wondering how Jesus gonna give her water. He ain't got a bucket, nothing to drink from. But I won't go into that whole story. But I just this little one nugget I want to pull out of that story. Jesus said to her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who is it that asked for thee to give me a drink, thou shalt ask of him, and who will give you the living water. Verse 13 says, who shall ever drink of this water shall thirst. But in verse 14 he says, who should ever drink of the water that I give shall never thirst, but shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. my brothers and my sisters, God's love is faithful. Even when we mess up, and we do sometimes, but God, Jose is like God. He said, God said in verse Jose, chapter 2, verse 23, I will have mercy upon her that had not attained mercy. I shall say to them which are not my people, that they are my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. You know, God is so faithful. He's so good. I don't know about you. I can't say for you. But I thank God every day that he looked down on me when I was sinking in my sins. But he looked down on me with pity. He picked me up with grace. And he gives me mercy every day. Because sometimes I be a goma in this world. It is hard and it's difficult. As this world decay morally. But I like Paul, because it's like Paul said in his letter. He said, every day when I try to do good, evil is all around. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to stay grounded. Grounded, rooted in Christ to stand against the time that we are living in. We can't be so hard on Gomer, you know. You can't be so hard on her, because all we need to do sometimes is just look in the mirror and see ourselves. As Michael Jackson wrote that song, "The Man in the Mirror." So we can't. So we like when Jesus, when they brought the woman to Jesus that had committed adultery. What did Jesus say? The one without sin, throw the first rock. But that's another sermon. But what I always wondered about, these men brought this woman to Jesus, saying that she had committed adultery. Well, you can't admit it. Where's the man? She couldn't do it by herself. I wonder sometime if he was with the crew. You know, they didn't say, but she can't do it by herself. So, but that devil Jesus said, the one that had no sin, then you throw the first rock. And what did they do? They all left. So, when we so busy sometimes judging other people, all we got to do is look in the mirror. Sometimes we get so busy with the things of this world. But God wants us as Christians to let the world see him in us. Because the word of God is to be lived. And sometimes the only word that anybody ever sees, hear it, ever come from you. And you may be the only Bible somebody ever read. You know, we say we are followers of Christ. But you know, that's when people really, really started watching you. So God wants us to shine and show his love to the world. And that this one side, you don't know, because God looks faithful. He's waiting for us to come to him. And the one song we all know is that song at the cross. I love that song because it was at the cross that God changed me. And he throws, he said, at the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by grace I received my sight. And I'm happy all the days. My brothers and my sisters, your life don't have to be like a bowl of cereals. If your life have lost its crackle and pop, if you have no more cereals, if your life have withered like a bowl of rice puff, I would like to leave you with these words. I suggest to you to try Jesus, because Jesus went to Calvary auction block and redeemed us. All we have to do is turn to him, because God is the same today as he was yesterday. And he says that God changes not. Let the church say amen. Now I'll turn you back in the hands of the pastor.
Thank you, Ms. Lou, for that wonderful message from a very rare book that we usually preach on. And the message of love, that God loves us in spite of our unfaithfulness. God loves us and gives us everything that we need, even though we don't deserve it. What a great message of love through that book that she brought today. The closing hymn is Amazing Grace, 378 in the Blue Book. It's also on the screen. We'll sing verse 1, 2, and 6, and at the end we'll do Praise God as the last stanza. So if you are able, please stand and join for the last song, Amazing Grace.
Sing your praise, then when
benediction, may the good Lord continue to be with us, enabling us to do His will, and also follow His commandments in our lives every day, rather than our own will and our own decision. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.